Jane Alton is a numerologist. Morning, Jane.
Hello.
Explain to us what a numerologist is.
Numerology is basically about what you're here to do this lifetime. It's a bit controversial. The theory is we choose to be born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete what we're here to do. And when we know what we're here to do, it can explain why certain situations might keep coming up, why certain people are in our world. I also do a great deal for businesses, launch dates for businesses, names of businesses, names of products, etc., and dynamics of teams. I do a lot of relationship charts. I do life maps for businesses, life maps for people. It's just a completely different way of looking at things.
Isn't that interesting? So you're finding out what, as far as people go, you look at various numbers and you try to establish what we are here to do.
I mean, from a name and birth and a date of birth, there's a myriad of numbers that are produced. For instance, I'm a twin, so my twin sister has the same mission as me. Your mission comes from your date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
With your name and other, with your name as well, there's just everyone has a unique way. Everyone has like a unique piece of the puzzle to complete.
Right. Okay, so little baby Wayne, we don't know what his actual name is yet.
Okay.
But we know his date of birth.
Yes, I mean, there's a huge amount comes from his date of birth.
So explain to us how you work. So which are the significant numbers and what do you do?
Well, basically, obviously you've got the birthday number, 22-4, the day he's born on. A 22-4 is a master energy. It's the master builder. It's great breadth of vision, which ties in with his father, who's got amazing breadth of vision as well. With William's an old soul.
You said 22-4?
Yeah, it's a master energy.
So where's the 4 come from?
The 2 and the 2 add up to a 4.
Ah, right, yes.
Okay? And then you've got the 7, which is the gift. It's the, the month. And that's all about the spiritual. So this child is very much going to be a self-starter. It will follow its inner voice and just go for things. The challenge, which we all share, the year 2013, that's a 6. And, his challenge is about finding the harmony. And it all reduces down to an 8, which is all about, changing patterns and mindsets that will otherwise go on forever about a success in the material realm. It's actually a 3-5-17-8, which is all about achieving success through creativity, through communication, seeking out the truth, getting to the bottom of things. So this is going to be a mover and shaker, I'd say.
So what sorts of things would you expect little baby Wayne then to be associated with him through his life? What sort of events?
Well, he's going to be, he's very, very sensitive, but he's also very dynamic. He uses his sensitivity very much to get on with things. There could be quite a lot of ups and downs, actually, because, very sensitive, but also very dynamic. Possibly very, very good at communication, very into action, a great planner. Very much about, there's great breadth of vision here. There's the 22-4, which is master energy, and that 4, that 2-2 reduces to a 4. You've got the 7, which adds up to an 11. So, there's great breadth of vision, as well as being very, very goal-orientated with the 8.
Now, what's intriguing about what you've just said there is it matches up so closely to what the astrologer was telling us just now. He said that this is going to be a thoughtful child, lots of fire in him, said he's going to be a sportsman, academically gifted, was going to be an orator.
Oh, definitely, very good with words. Astrology and numerology are ancient wisdoms. The father of modern numerology is Pythagoras, and that's 600 years before Christ. I mean, Pythagoras didn't discover numerology. He just took it to another level. He created his master, his mystery schools, etc., brought together what was already there and took it to another level. And obviously, astrology is an ancient wisdom as well. The ancients used to believe when you name something, you make it sacred. When you name something, you've got that cross in time and space, the time being man-made, the space is not. Birth energies are really crucial. Everything evolves in cycles, and your birth energy, the day you're born, is the beginning of that cycle.
So here's a question then. We don't know the child's name yet.
No.
He's likely to have at least 3 names, because that seems to be the way that they do it. So will the name that he chooses to be known by, as far as numerology is concerned, will that affect?
Hugely. The name is a really important part. It's a huge part of the aspect, a huge part of numerology. There's your name on your birth certificate, which you may never use, But that defines, you know, how people see you, your motivations, the essence of your personality, what's moving your life forward, what opens doors for you, initiations, lessons, etc.
Does that mean you could change it by using a different name?
A big part of my work, a huge part of what I do, is helping people with changing their names. You never lose the birth energies from birth. So even if you never use your name at birth, they're the tools you're born with, if you like. But changing your name adds whole new dimensions to what you're born with, if you like. And also nicknames are very much how other people see you at certain points in your life. So names, there's a huge amount of information that comes from a name.
Wow. Jane, lovely talking to you. Thank you for that.
You know, as I said, the ancients used to believe when you name something, you make it sacred. So, you know, it's like a God-given... To name something is a great privilege, especially a child.
Thank you. Jane Alton is a numerologist.